And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to you right around the country. It's the Sunday tune-up dedicated to your health and well-being. We're going to do it for the next 60 minutes and open up our phones on 131 873, wherever you're joining us from. May it be Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide or Perth. In Melbourne, where Gerald Quigley, our favourite pharmacist, is standing by. Hello, GQ.
Good morning, Ed. And guess who we've got back with us?
The lovely Sally Obermeter from Channel 7's Daily Edition in a lovely hat too. Hi, Sal.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday.
The hat wars, hashtag hat wars, continue. Gerald, how would we describe your floppy sort of...
Look, mine, I've gone down market today. Mine's a golf hat. And this is all Sally's fault. I mean, I'm just trying to... maintain the fashion statement here.
I came in with a hat, and now we're in hat wars. This is where we're at, people.
Mm. We are. It was a knitted beanie with koala ears.
It was, to be fair.
It was no hat. It was a something. I don't know. Anyway,
I'm going to take mine off of you. It's just not comfortable. So thank you, Sally.
Well, let me say, you wear many hats. Not only a pharmacist, a medical herbalist, and our panel of experts here to take any of your queries, whether it be about food, nutrition, diet, some problems with some ailments you're having, a bit of confusion around perhaps some prescription drugs, or just looking for an alternate way to manage some pain. We're here to help. 131 873. We'd love to hear from you. Sal's going to be getting in the kitchen with something super delicious and nutritious today too.
This is really yummy. I'm going to show you how to do a stuffed fish. And now usually, you know, like a whole baked snapper, I think most people think it's too hard. It's something reserved for like fancy restaurants because it looks complicated. I'll tell you, this is actually three steps. It's so simple. And there's nothing, I think, more kind of wow-ish, whether you're entertaining for somebody else or for yourself, than actually having a whole fish and just being like literally, every time I do it, I'm like, wow, this is amazing.
What are you stuffing in it, as a matter of interest?
Lemon, some chili, and then I'm going to show you how to do a salsa verde over the top.
Right. I mean, I think once in a while, if you put some car keys in or something, just as a joke, it would really surprise your dinner guests, don't you? That's where I left the holding key.
I'm wondering where my credit card was. Thank you. I'll get that back, Bob.
And can you do it on the Barbie shelf? Could you wrap it in foil?
You can definitely do it on the Barbie. It'd be delicious on the Barbie as we come into warmer weather. Absolutely. This one's for the oven, just because if you want to do it, you know, midweek and you're trying to sort of, you want to just shove something in the oven, walk away, do some stuff and come back. Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, don't drive anywhere, obviously, because the keys are in the fish.
Keys are in there.
Hey, we're in the first week or so of spring now, and it's always, we start to think allergy season too, don't we, Gerald? In fact, Australia, amazingly, has one of the highest rates of allergic disorders in the world. Now, we're not just talking about the hay fevers and so on. We're talking about allergies from nuts, you name it. On it goes. Mm-hmm. 4 million of us suffer from allergies. And it is indeed one of the fastest growing chronic conditions in the country. So we'll have a closer look at it in just a sec. We'll be joined by Dr. Sam Barbalat to find out a little bit more about what is quite a debilitating condition in all its forms. And there are some new treatments available, which is great. Nutrition, obviously, a big part of it too. And we're going to discuss cognitive health. What does that mean, I wonder?
Well, cognitive health, essentially, Ed, is our ability to recall, to remember things.
Okay. Right. Would it help with Sudoku?
Yes.
My daily challenge. Okay, good. And that nine-letter word thing in the grid, I wasn't it help with that one too. In our A to Z of vitamins today, what are you looking at?
We're looking at sleeping. We're looking at the role that magnesium plays, particularly if you add a couple of other things to enhance its effectiveness.
Okay.
Oh, great.
What about magnesium, though? Does that mean it sort of makes you sleepy, or can you have it at the start of the day too if you're feeling a bit tense?
It reduces tension, Ed, particularly muscular tension. So if you're over a computer all day or hanging onto a steering wheel in traffic and driving for a fair part of the day, magnesium is the great tension reliever.
Okay. I find it incredibly helpful because I obviously have young kids. Well, one in particular is, one's not that young, one is young. And I carry her a lot. And so I find I've always got a lot of sort of, I guess, tension through my hips and a little bit, I guess, through my legs. So I find magnesium so helpful with that.
And your elder one, she does not stop talking. So you would probably need some magnesium just to relax.
I know, relax my head. God love her.
And I wonder if Mr. Sally's ever been referred to a child before, as a child.
That's right, the team I'm carrying around. He's 45, incredibly heavy as I carry him around on my hip. And I do get a few odd looks, but you know what? He's a lovely gent.
Let's get some of your calls. We're here to help. We're going to dish out a $100 Chemist Warehouse voucher to go and spend at any one of the stores Australia-wide, so you may as well give us a buzz if you've got a problem. 131-873. Ross, let's come to you first up in Ashfield. Morning.
How are you, mate?
Howdy, buddy.
Hi, Ross.
How can we help
you? How can we help?
Yeah, well, my wife told me that 2 weeks ago you had on about having bad breath, but coming from the stomach.
Yes, that's usually it's where it starts from, Ross. And it usually shows you've got pretty low levels of acid in your tummy, so you don't digest food as appropriately and efficiently as you can. And I spoke about a mineral called sodium phosphate. Sodium phosphate, which you can buy from your pharmacy. There's a couple of companies that have got that. And it's a worthwhile as well, Ross, putting in a probiotic as well. So speak to your pharmacist, get a general probiotic with the two strains. They've got long names, Bifidobacter's one, Lactobacillus the other. And there's a couple of products available there. And that will solve the problem for you, Ross.
Good luck, Ross.
Thanks for that.
Okay.
Pleasure.
How funny, the wife on him about it. That's the way it goes. We can help sort these things out.
Happy wife, happy life, Ed.
We're going to chat allergies in just a sec, but thought we might take this one as a precursor from Alistair, who's in Blackburn North this morning. Hi, Alistair.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I'm asthmatic, fairly severely asthmatic, and I was wondering about the pollen count coming up again this year. Is there anywhere in Victoria where it has a lesser pollen count or anywhere in Australia?
Oh, Alistair, pollen counts are so weather-driven. But look, if you listening to, we have got an absolute expert coming up shortly. Right. And he will explain what pollen does and how it causes the problem. And I'm with you. There is a very intimate link, Alistair, between pollen count, allergic rhinitis or hay fever, and the subsequent onset of asthma. It's an incredibly close link. You control one, you'll minimise the risk of the other. So listen to Dr. Sam, who's coming up soon.
And you're in Vic. It was coming up to 2 years now, isn't it?
Yes, since we had thunderstorm asthma. We had that shocking event.
2 years
ago. And we've got a lot of steps in place now, Ed, to minimise that happening again. Sadly, we can't control Mother Nature.
Yeah, absolutely. Pam, why don't we come to you in Bentley? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Pam.
Hello. Question for Gerald. My husband was released from hospital a week ago after a non-STEMI heart attack and three stents. Now, all week he's had quite severe gastro symptoms and 2 days ago was put back into hospital on fluids. And now we wondered if he'd picked up some sort of bug in the hospital, but they're saying that it was a result of the antibiotics put on initially. Now, my concern, they've now got him on more antibiotics and probiotics, but my concern is going forward, what sort of damage has been done to his gut health and how would we manage it?
Pam, the gut is an incredibly resistant part of our anatomy. Now, the specific antibiotic for him currently has got a long name. It's called Saccharomyces, abbreviated to S for Sam, B for Betty. So that's the one that's given right alongside an antibiotic to reduce the risk of antibiotic-induced diarrhea. And speak to the hospital and make sure they're giving him that one. When he's come home, Saccharomyces, SB, get that from the hospital pharmacy should have it if they're responsible enough. And when he comes home and everything's starting to settle, then he can go back onto a regular probiotic that they're probably giving him now. So it's all a matter of just nurturing his gut lining back to where it should be, and let's hope it works itself out very quickly.
Have you got a ballpark figure of how long it takes to return a gut to its health? We know with hormones it can be many months, don't we? What about the gut? Is it resilient?
With an antibiotic, Ed, without protection, 9 months.
Oh, seriously?
9 months before gut bacteria get back to the pre-antibiotic levels. It's a phenomenal statistic.
Oh, okay. Well, that
amazing,
is much
isn't it?
Longer than we thought.
Imagine a growing child whose gut microbiome is damaged. And then they're trying to grow, they're trying to thrive, and the little bacteria are working their backsides off, trying to just get back to normal levels.
So you're saying when we go to the doc and say, oh, just give me an antibiotic because I've got the flu, and we take that full course, which is often sort of 10 or so days, right?
Yes.
Are you saying then just to get back to that level, or perhaps not the full 9 months, but your gut still takes a hit, doesn't it?
If you take the Saccharomyces, that's a protective probiotic.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting world, the gut microbiome. Mm. So you can protect it, mm-hmm. and then you nurture it back to health. But the protection is usually overlooked, and that's very sad.
It's a real shame that it's not when you go to your doctor and you get prescribed something, that they don't just say to you, listen, while you're there, get this. You know, let's give it to your hand in hand.
Well, yeah, Sally, in Europe they do. In Europe you get a prescription for one and usually a prescription for the other.
Yeah. Right.
And I think it's something that we've known about for a long, long time, but we just don't seem to be responsible enough to get in there.
If the horse has bolted and you've had some antibiotics in the last couple of months, is it okay still to go and get some of the Saccharomyces and just...
Well, no. Or... If the antibiotic course is finished... Yeah. And there's been no visible damage, as there's no diarrhea, things like that, then a lactobacillus bifidobacter combination, which is the common two, that's sufficient. Mm-hmm.
All right. Interesting. Did not know that. That's why we've got the experts here.
Amazing, isn't it? I'd also say as well, for Pam and her husband, don't you think, like, try and stay off processed food, like, in order to get sort of that gut health back and as healthy as you can, you know, please just try and stay off processed food and eat as naturally as you can.
Yeah. Isn't that an interesting message, Sally? And it's one that's overlooked, that we look for convenience and we've just got to start teaching that.
Yeah. Great question, Pam, too. Got us all thinking. Appreciate that. 131873 from wherever you're listening right around the country this morning. We're here to help with our experts. Sally Obermater, along with Gerald Quigley as well. We're going to chat the epidemic going around Australia, which really tends to ramp up come springtime. We'll look at allergies. Some 4 million Aussies suffer from them. We've got one of the best in expert Dr. Sam Barbalat joining us next here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, where you could win big with Maxigesic, available from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, if you're taking a hammering from pain, this should help. Maxigesic is giving you the chance to win one of two $500 Chemist Warehouse gift cards, and that's happening every week for 8 weeks. It's a total of, let me do the sums, $28,000 in weekly prizes up for grabs. So for your chance to win, simply try Maxigesic from Chemist Warehouse and then head to the website, chemistwarehouse.com.au/Maxigesic, and then you just follow the entry details. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, by the way, you can pick up Maxigesic 12s for just $4.99. So if you're taking a hammering from pain, then brighten your day and enter for your chance to win. Always read the label and use only as directed. An incorrect use could be harmful. If symptoms persist, consult your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Morning, it is Ed Phillips here, joined by Sally Obermater and Gerald Quigley as well. Here's a stat. Aussies are one of the highest allergic sufferers. We have the highest rates of allergic disorders in the world. Now, are there 24 million of us in the country?
Didn't it go over to 25 recently?
No wonder
I
can't get a parking spot.
That's right.
But of the 25 million, 4 million of us suffer from allergies. It's one of the fastest growing chronic conditions in the country. Now, they're responsible for around 500,000 sick days a year. They take up approximately 20% of Australia's health expenditure. And now we're into spring, is one of the worst times of the year indeed for allergy sufferers. We thought we'd find out a little bit more about what is a debilitating condition. We've gotten to the best. Dr. Sam Barbalat is the founder and medical director at ENT Technologies, and he's with us on the line. Morning, Dr. Sam.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay,
morning.
Allergies, a big sweeping one, a big sweeping term. So what is an allergy exactly, I guess, is the first logical question.
Well, it's basically the body's reaction to a foreign protein or a foreign substance. And what it does is it results in swelling, eye watering, runny nose, itchy throat, sneezing. Essentially, that's how you would interpret an allergy, an inhaled allergy at any rate.
Yeah.
There are so many different kinds of allergies that you hear about, Dr. Sam. You know, people who are allergic, obviously, to all the usual things like eggs and dairy and more commonly now nuts. What else is there?
Well, I think it's interesting to split the allergies into the inhaled allergens, so things that are up in the air, like pollen and et cetera, and then the food allergies, which are actually ingested.
Mm.
The mechanism is slightly different for both types, and I think you really have to think about each category individually. It's a bit difficult to address them globally or under a single umbrella.
Mm.
Sam, good morning. It's Gerald here. And could we just focus on one of Ed's features, the nose? we inhale. Could you take us briefly through what happens? So we're out, and I'm looking here from a thunderstorm asthma perspective. Mm. We're outside. There's been a stormy, windy change. We've got pollen particles. It starts to rain. When we inhale that, take us through briefly what actually happens.
Okay, Gerald. What happens is when a thunderstorm situation arises, must understand really what actually happens to the pollen particle first of all. Hmm. The pollen particle starts to split open before it's inhaled.
Okay.
And that makes it super reactive. So the minute the particle then hits the nasal tissue, what the body does is it says, "Ha, I recognize you. And I know that you're not liked by my body, so I'm going to set off a reaction.
Mm.
I'm going to protect myself from you." So what then happens is the immune system is mobilized, and a production of inflammatory, what we call cytokines or chemicals, are produced by the body, which result in everything from the congested nose, the mm-hmm. runny nose, the sneezing, mm-hmm. And that sort of cascades down to the lower airways, where, of course, the same thing happens, except with the overriding thing of muscular, the smooth muscle that surrounds the airways in the lungs, actually mm-hmm. constricts. And so when you have a pipe that is smaller than it should be, now filled with mucus, there's really nowhere for air to go. That is where we run into major problems with thunderstorm asthma.
Okay. Sally, I know you've got another question. Yeah. So that's happened. Now, how can we therefore reduce that? Yeah. Do we irrigate? Do we keep the nasal passages clean? And what do we do?
Okay. So I think the first thing to understand is that thunderstorm asthma, or asthma as such, is not going to occur de novo or for the very first time that we have a situation that lends itself to thunderstorm asthma. There's sure. usually a preceding condition.
Okay.
So the person will know that they're allergic. They have had hay fever, significant hay fever. They may mm-hmm. or may not have had asthma to mm-hmm. varying degrees mm-hmm. in the past. So recognizing this fact, I think the most important thing is that patients with, number one, with asthma are on adequate therapy such as relievers. They really must take their reliever medication mm-hmm. Continually. That's the first thing. The sure. second thing is those patients with hay fever really need to try to reduce as much as possible the effect of these pollens in the nasal tissue. Because okay. really what the nose is the gatekeeper of the airway. Whatever happens in the nose happens in the lungs.
Yes.
And so really what's going on in the nose needs to be cleansed. Mm-hmm. So irrigating, washing the nose as thoroughly as possible, as often as necessary, and mm-hmm. using topical medicated medication such as nasal steroids is really paramount to try to help to reduce the inflammatory response. And that will help control the incidence of thunderstorm asthma.
Sure. And it'll help allergic rhinitis generally as well, won't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh. It's fundamental to controlling the hay fever, particularly at this time of the year.
Sam, who is most at risk of developing an allergy? Is it the younger? Is it sort of when you're older? Is it men? Is it women?
That's the $64 question. You know, there's a genetic profile, obviously.
Sure.
So anyone in the family that has suffered from hay fever, sinusitis, bronchitis, allergies, eczema, can pass this on. That's the first thing. The second thing is it's environmental. So we hear about the cleanliness problem where young children are brought up in almost a sterile environment.
Mm. Yes.
Everything is wiped clean.
Not so much at my place, but yes.
Well, your children will then be healthy.
Yeah, good. Yeah. See? Method in my madness, Doc.
I saw mine the other day literally licking a telegraph pole, and I thought, goodness. I turned around for 1 second. But do you know what, Dr. Sam? After this conversation, I feel happy.
Yeah, and so you should be, because the exposure to these microorganisms is critical to the development of normal immune response in children.
Sure. Any new breakthroughs that we're seeing in recent times to help with all our allergy sufferers?
Yes, there are. Obviously, the let me preface that to say, yes, there are some significant breakthroughs. However, the fundamentals still remain in place. So washing the nose, treating the nose, and, you know, with medicated steroids, a very, very important, very, very safe thing to do. However, if we take it downstream and look at the overall effect of these debilitating illnesses, yes, there are breakthroughs. There's significant developments in what we call anti-monoclonal antibody therapy, which is basically an individualized therapy again to desensitize people. It's very successful, and I think the horizon is very, very exciting in this regard.
That does sound high tech. Or we could just go lick telephone poles.
Yes, you could. Right.
In a control group, it seemed to work 100% of the time.
Yes, one out of one. And we've got more information, Ed, on our website, so houseofwellness.com.au. We have a lot more information on how to handle hay fever. And as you said, Sam, it's the fundamental steps you put in place that can make an enormous difference to your quality of life.
Mm. Quite correct.
Yeah, great to speak to you again. Appreciate your time this morning, Dr. Sam.
No problem.
Good
man.
Thank you. We'll do our best. We'll just keep licking everything in sight. We'll be fine. Dr. Sam Barbalat there. We'll take some more of your calls. Do give us a buzz. You've got any queries about any health issues, perhaps, or some worries, or nutrition questions. We're here to help you out. 131-873. We are the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, where you could win big with Maxigesic, available from Chemist Warehouse.
Great to have your company this morning right across the country on the House of Wellness. We're here to look after your health, and one of the best ways to do it is to get enough fish in your diet. Are you getting enough? Well, great health starts with what you eat, and omega-3 is a great way to help support a healthy diet. But if you're sick of taking so many, why not try Blackmore's Omega Triple Fish Oil Capsules? It may help support heart and brain and eye and joint health. Each capsule of Blackmore's Omega Triple contains a triple strength dose of omega-3, so you can take fewer capsules. And right now you can get Blackmore's Omega Triple for just $26.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed, and supplements, of course, should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
As fate would have it, we're going to have something fishy and fabulous and nutritious and delicious right now. Sal, what have you got in mind?
Okay, so this is a really quick and easy fish dish, which I really like to do. And I think it's a little bit different because generally I think when most people think fish, you think a fish fillet and you'll pan fry it and, you know, that's kind of what you're going to do. But this is a really, it's an easy one and it's a wow factor one. So what you'll do is you'll get a whole snapper. And if you're getting it from your sort of local fish shop, just ask them to kind of clean it and scale it for you, which they're very happy to do.
Yep.
So what you do is you score it on both sides. And what that means is you just get the knife and you kind of run little slits into it, drizzle a little bit of olive oil on your baking dish, put the fish on there, and then put some olive oil on the fish, season it with some salt and pepper, then get some lemon, slice it up, get some garlic, slice it up. If you like chili, which I love, slice up some chili as well. So and then what you'll do is you will basically stuff all those little slits with the lemon, the chili, the garlic, and that's where all the flavor then infuses into the fish itself. And then basically cut the fish in half and put it inside as well. That's it. Pop it in the oven.
Do you need to flip the fish over at some point?
No, I generally don't.
Yeah, you're not a flipper.
I'm not a flipper, you know. I think it's, and that's the great thing about roasting. It's so easy. And do you know how long it takes? 30 minutes.
Nice.
In the time it takes you to make what I'm going to show you how to do, it's like a little salsa verde, which, again, people think is very fancy and is very kind of restaurant-y. In a little mixing bowl, all you'll do is add some olive oil, some parsley, some chives, some baby capers, a little bit of garlic, some mustard, and some vinegar. Mix that together. That's your salsa verde. It's a beautiful kind of green.
Very good.
Yeah, sauce. Yeah.
And I can do that on the barbie, you see, because Sheha Mustafa Obo doesn't like the smell of fish inside.
And I understand.
What Mrs. Q says is
goes. Absolutely.
100%. Even I will obey her. Absolutely.
Do you spell compromise with a Q as well? You do. Yeah.
I spell everything with a Q.
I love it. If you love that recipe, it's nutritious and delicious. Have a look at our website. website, houseofwellness.com.au. You didn't like my idea of stuffing it with some surprise things in the fish?
No. I wasn't into it, no.
It'd be fun if you put the car key
unless
in
it
there.
Was cash.
Yeah, true. You put the car key inside the fish and then you accidentally turn it and the fish starts. That would be a dinner party to remember, wouldn't it?
I'm coming to your house.
131873 is our number. Why don't we grab Vicky for a call from Hampton Park? Good morning to you, Vicky.
Good morning. How's everyone?
Good. Thanks for hanging on. How can we help you out?
I suffer with rosacea.
Mm-hmm.
And someone told me, and I went and got some celery capsules.
Mm-hmm.
But reading on the back, it doesn't say anything about rosacea. Someone said if I drink rosacea, if I drink celery juice in the morning, that helps. But I tried that and I just can't stomach it.
No, I was going to say you need a medal for drinking the celery juice for a start, Vicky, but if it's any consolation, it's not going to do anything at all. Rosacea is a complex thing and we could talk about this for 15 minutes. So are you on a computer, Vicky?
I can get to one.
Okay. Well, look, just a suggestion that if you drop me an email through the houseofwellness.com.au website up to the Ask tab, and I'll send you a whole lot of information that's easy to follow on rosacea because it involves cleansing and moisturising. It involves taking control of stress. It involves looking after your tummy because digestion plays a role. So there's all these factors. And that's probably why celery doesn't make a difference.
Oh, okay.
Did we not chat a couple of weeks ago about Graham's rosacea cream too?
Yes, and we had a long chat with Jeff Graham. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's one of the external suggestions that I'm happy to go through with you, Vicky.
Yeah.
So if you can get you or your family, there's the website and I'll attach that and get it back to you quite promptly.
It is houseofwellness.com.au. At the top there's an Ask tab, so that's the way to reach Joe.
Chicky, come one time, can we cover the differences between rosacea and eczema?
Sure.
Because I think that's often, I certainly in my mind, they're a little bit, I'm never quite sure which is which and what the differences are. Let's do that 1 week.
No problem at all.
We shall do that. What about Judy? Let's come to you in beautiful Queenscliff this morning down on the peninsula. Hello.
Good morning, Ed, Sally, and
hello.
The genius Gerald.
I feel very average, don't you,
you're not,
Ed?
No. It's my mother been talking to you, Judy.
Rang, you were calling the lovely Gerald, grumpy old fella.
He just does that, Judy, but still. How can we help you this morning?
I'm ringing on behalf of a neighbour, Gerald. A long-time type 2 diabetic, diagnosed last year with diabetic neuropathy in her right foot.
Yes.
Started to have falls. She now uses a walking stick.
But oh, dear.
February, she was diagnosed with a horrendous cancer, had radiation, chemo. Now the neuropathy's gone from her right leg into her left leg.
Sure,
but she's
it'll
also
be much
got
worse.
Spondylitis.
Okay.
And her symptoms, as she says to me, now she walks, her legs feel like sponge rubber. And if she falls, she doesn't have any strength in her legs to get herself up.
Oh, dear.
And this is somebody who was, you know, out the door at 8 o'clock in the morning, walked everywhere. She weighs about 58 kilos. It's devastating to see what's happened to her in 12 months.
Her quality of life has disappeared, Judy.
Absolutely.
Well, she's first of all lucky to have you as a friend. And there's a lot of, it's important to get around, that's the phrase, I suppose, get around that sort of person. Now, look, a few things. First of all, the neuropathy. If you could write down, please, vitamin
B12. Yes, I've heard
B12. One every day, because one of the medications she's on will be metformin, and metformin depletes B12, and B12 is an insufficiency of B12 can cause neuropathy.
Mm-hmm.
So B12 is important. And the other is lipoic acid, L-I-P-O-I-C. Lipoic. It's a 400 milligram, Judy, twice a day. No interactions, no dramas, not going to interfere with anything. Now, from the spondylitis point of view, I would hope that her GP would be really involved in that. It's
she's
an inflammation.
Had, cortisone injections on the side of the spine.
Making any difference?
No.
No. See, and It's such a battle, and she needs either a physiotherapist or a myotherapist or someone who can actually help that whole back structure to get her
physio.
Wonderful. And is that helping?
Not a lot, Gerald. No.
Takes time, and write down on your piece of paper myotherapist, because sometimes as an option it's worth considering.
Good luck. You've been a good neighbour, Judy.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your call. You're in the draw for our $100 Chemist Warehouse voucher, as well as all our callers. Got a couple more standing by. Ladies, we'll come to Judy and Julie in just a sec. Stay with us after this break here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, where you could win big with Maxigesic, available from Chemist Warehouse.
This is one of my favourite biology facts. The skin is the body's largest organ. There we go. So, love the skin you're in. Healthy Care grapeseed extract from Chemist Warehouse. As your body ages, of course, oxidation causes your body to produce free radical cells, which are cells that can no longer repair themselves. Well, grapeseed extract may help to reduce free radical cell damage and could also assist in the improvement of blood circulation, which is so important for healthy skin. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, you can get 300 capsules of Healthy Care grapeseed extract 12,000 for just $17.99. Always read the label, of course, and use only as directed, and vitamins should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Our experts are here to help you. 131873. Joni has been very patient in Croydon, Victoria this morning. Let's come to you. Good morning.
Oh, thanks very much. Thank you so much for your show. I do love my Sunday mornings listening to you.
You're a sweetie. Thank you.
I've had a really bad cough for the last 8 or 9 weeks. Mm-hmm. I coughed to the point of nearly being sick.
Oh, dear.
I'm bringing up great big lumps of thick mucus. Mm-hmm. And it gets to the point where it's very embarrassing, you know, if you're out with people.
Yes.
I just can't seem to get rid of it. I've had 3 lots of antibiotics, and I've just been prescribed a puffer. I'm just wondering, would that help or that? But it gets to the point where I'm just running out of breath.
Now, Joni, a couple of things, and let's get you better. Make sure your pharmacist demonstrates exactly how to use that puffer correctly.
Right.
So there's no point having the puffer if it's not being used properly. And there is this thing called an inhaler technique.
Yep.
So go back today and say, now, cuddle first. You always cuddle the pharmacist first. And then and then have him or her show you. The two things, we spoke to an expert before, Dr. Sam, and he spoke about nasal irrigation. I know we're talking about phlegm, but if you use saline that's isotonic and does not have a preservative each night and morning, that's going to interrupt the production of mucus. To clear it off your chest, you use ivy leaf extract.
Ivy leaf.
Ivy leaf extract. It is brilliant because it helps your breathing as well as helps you get rid of that muck.
Oh, thank you. I have got a nasal spray. Jared, it's A-Z-O-N-A-I.
Nasonex. Yep. No, that's okay. That's one of the ones that Sam referred to. But you've got to irrigate first, though, Joni. So it's a saline. Make sure it says isotonic. Mm-hmm. And if when you read the box, it's got a preservative, get a brand that does not have a preservative.
There's seems to be, and my son, who's in grade 5, has got a couple of kids who've had these lingering coughs over winter, and they are prescribed this puffer. Now, does that mean they're suddenly asthmatic, or is it just to settle things down?
All it's doing, Ed, is just helping that lung tissue that Sam referred to before, which swells, so the path airways narrow, they get clogged up with mucus, and there's an ongoing cough.
Yeah, all right then. Interesting stuff. Now, we spoke at the start of the show about boosting our brain power, and I'm so keen to become a little bit smarter, and we can do that by increasing our cognitive health.
What is actually
a magic pill?
Well, you're saying, Gerald, cognitive health is remembering.
I've actually written out a definition. Oh, it says cognitive health is our ability to learn, to focus, and clearly process and recall information and everyday memories. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Oh, that's good.
Okay. So essentially we're saying our mind is sharper and in shape, and we're living longer, aren't we? So we want to try and be able to recall things, probably not as spontaneously as we used to, but a couple of hints. what we've got to do is we've got to, if we're trying to remember stuff, take away distractions, turn off the phone, stop fubbing, which I think we're going to be talking about, aren't we, later
on?
Yes. Turn off your phone, Ed. You look after yourself. Get enough sleep and eat well. That helps your brain.
Yeah.
Make a plan. So if you've got something going, so that you don't forget something, write things down. There's no shame in writing things down.
Mm. Sal, do you have days when you've had a couple of weeks of holiday maybe and your mind can relax, but then you think, oh, I'm just a little bit sort of, I'm just not sharp. But then you have your weeks at work where you're doing interview after interview for the Daily Edition. You go, I'm on fire.
Yes.
It's like you have these little roller coaster peaks of brain function.
Funny because sometimes I think, why can't I capture that, the sharpness, and just have it all the time? You know, I never can quite pinpoint why I'm in these ebbs and flows.
Interesting.
Well, do you know why?
Well, we do have some help. Now, we've mentioned a couple of hints, but there is a herb. There's lots of species of a herb called Bacopa, which is a subcontinent Indian or Ayurvedic herb.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been around, which helps support memory, concentration, and learning retention. So if you're under the pump, if you're stressed, if you're anxious about not remembering things, Bacopa. There's a number of different extracts, but you look for the extracts that have got clinical research to back them up. And that's very important. So you can Google information on Bacopa, but you look for the ones that say, righto, this extract has been clinically proven to make a difference. And that's a wonderful fallback.
GQ, is that just for adults? I was just thinking of kind of like teenagers who are, you know, doing their HSC and all, you know, things like that. Is that too young? Is it only for...
Not at all. But remember, this isn't a short-term thing. Mm. And the trouble with teenagers is often we aren't ever taught actually to study properly. So it's been shown that sleep is important, stress control is important, family support's important around exam time. We've all been through it.
Yeah.
And there's no magic solution there. So, and two different things. If you're getting a little older and you've got a memory, remember, the older we get, the more our brain is full of memories.
Yes.
We want to be able to recall
them.
And here is a solution along with those other suggestions as well.
All right, good. I think mine's full and I've still got hopefully another 30, 40 years to go.
Absolutely.
Great tips, and you can find out more on our website, houseofwellness.com.au. More in a sec.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, where you could win big with Maxigesic, available from Chemist Warehouse.
Great to have had your company over this last hour. All our fun runs seem to be ramping up right across the country. I think there's the marathon season not too far off now. It's a big one in Sydney next week.
Next week,
of people plodding across the Harbour Bridge with all the
Blackmore's
traffic.
Blackmore's Sydney Running Festival, and congratulations, Blackmore. They have a great relationship now with Special Olympics. So there's a lot of inclusion type principles, and well done. Join in.
Awesome.
What a pity you and I can't do it because we'll be here.
Yes, shame.
I'll be here just so I can't do it either.
In fact, how will we get to work because the bridge will be shut? Well, think about that. We'll have to go the long way, won't
right.
we? I'll stay at your place.
We'll stay here now. We'll just sleep over.
Now, a lot of people building up their miles will have sore aching muscles. What do you got in the A to Z of vitamins that might help out?
Well, we talked magnesium before, Ed, and it's all very well to think, yeah, look, if I have magnesium, I'm going to sleep. But there are some formulations around with magnesium as the basis, with some added herbs, passion flower, Ziziphus, hard one to say, Ziziphus, tart cherry, all worthwhile, worth seeking out.
Okay, good. The A to Z of vitamins brought to us by Go Healthy for healthy energy and vitality. Try New Zealand's number one premium supplement. It's now available in Australia. $100 winner of our gift voucher to spend at Chemist Warehouse.
This morning, we have Ed and Sally. That's going to Pam, who got great discussions going about her poor hubby who's been in hospital, picked up a bug, now home. Pam, you are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse.
Beautiful. Sal, thanks for your company today. We'll see you next week as well.
See you next week,
thank
guys.
Thank you, Sally.
Have a wonderful Sunday.
Well, go do our TV thing too. Check us out on Channel 7 from midday and check your local guides through SA and
Looking
WA.
Looking forward to it.
We'll discuss fubbing,
yes,
using your phone in social circumstances and being distracted.
Oh, that's
doing
me.
Doing your Instagram. Look at you right now.
I just, okay, I'll go tune in.
I'll chat to you. Happy weekend, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye.